resolve, and sure grittiness.
It starts with an attitude. We need swagger, okay? Regardless of what happens out there, doesn't matter. Keep your swagger.
Hey everybody, we are Five Hole Fantasy Hockey. I'm your host Zach, and this is Raj here with me today.
Hey there.
How are we doing, Raj? We are without TJ today. Today is Thanksgiving, which is like a huge fucking to-do and everything like that. TJ has a lot going on today, family and all that. They go fucking balls to the wall, like, for everything. How is it in Canada? How is Canadian Thanksgiving?
We're long done, man. We do ours back in October.
Yeah, I know.
Like I was saying, I don't even really know why it's on a certain day. I'm sure someone can tell me. It's basically the same deal up here, just like everything else is just a little bit more subdued in Canada. You still have the turkey and the hams and the gravy and all that. But yeah, I don't know why ours is a whole month different than yours, but.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, American Thanksgiving, it is like a big fucking to-do.
Do you guys do, is it big football day? Football all day kind of
it
thing?
It is a big football day, which like I wish there was one hockey game, like a 1 o'clock hockey game that would have like a day hockey game, maybe do like, you know, a stadium series kind of thing. That would have been awesome. Like, that would have been great. But yeah, it is a big football day. I definitely did watch some football. The Cowboys lost, which I was super fucking stoked about. So I hate the Cowboys, considering I'm an Eagles fan. So they lost. That was nice. And I took a nap. That was also nice. I don't take a lot of naps, man. I don't get to take naps.
Was it a turkey nap or just a random?
No, it was actually a pre-turkey nap. Yeah, no, it was all right. It was while everybody else was working and I was napping, hanging out with the dogs. It was great. That was kind of a roundabout way to get where we're going. But so we're Five Hole. You can find us on Twitter at FHF Hockey. You can join us on the Discord, big community. You can get on the Patreon, really get a little more info. We're starting to do these things on Monday nights where we're really kind of, you know, more involved with the patrons and everything like that. So that's looking fun. And you guys can actually like interact with us. We just talk hockey, just all of us.
Yeah, it's like a Discord live stream for patrons only. You can ask questions. You can shoot the shit, as it were. It's a good time.
Today, Raj. Obviously, there is no hockey today, it being Thursday, and we have some game stuff in here, you know, going for the weekend. I mean, we're also going to be doing, you know, your regular injury report and everything like that. One thing I noticed was there is a ton of back-to-backs on, you know, Friday and Saturday, because I looked and I was like, I want to pick somebody up that has a back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday. Nobody has that.
Yeah, no, there's only Friday, Saturday back-to-backs. There's a lot of them, but yeah, no Saturday, Sundays. There's just about every team in the league plays two games over the next 3 days. There's only a handful of teams that don't, only six teams that don't.
Yeah, and that's like, you know, Calgary, Detroit, Edmonton.
Vegas, LA, and Arizona.
And fuck Arizona.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter how many games they play. So the thing is, like, it's a weirdly packed 3 days. Sometimes people are going to get a little carried away with their roster maximizing and everything, but don't forget that, like, people do have to be on your bench every day, so don't go crazy.
Especially on these really heavy days.
Yeah, you end up adding so many guys and you're like, now you've just used up your ads and end up with guys on adding guys who are just going to be on your bench anyway. So don't overdo it. But there is definitely lots of opportunities this weekend.
That's why it's always good to set your lineups ahead of time, guys. Like I say, hey, I might need somebody for this guy, like for this day, but like, am I going to need them, you know, a day or two from now? Am I going to have a right wing spot open? So I want to pick up a right winger instead of picking up a center, because I'm not going to need a center at that time. He's just going to be sitting on my bench, and then I'm going to have to pick up somebody else anyway. All right, so before we get too crazy deep into these games, let's knock out this injury report.
I'm thinking of getting metal legs. It's a risky operation, but it'll be worth it.
There's really not too many really headline kind of injuries, which is great. This first one that I have down here definitely does affect my team, because I had him and he was on a 4-game point streak, and that is Adam Henrique. He is day-to-day. After leaving at the beginning of their game the other day against Nashville, he only played a little over 6 minutes, and I won him back in the lineup. He missed, the past 2 games already? And like I said, he was on a 4-game point streak. He's playing on that line with Troy Terry and Ryan Getzlaf. Obviously, Troy Terry is killing it, and he lost his point streak on the same game, that game against Nashville. So I'm hoping he will be back soon. He is only day-to-day. He was a game-time decision for both that Monday and Wednesday game. They're going back home, and they're going to be facing Ottawa after, you know, this day off on Thursday. So hopefully we'll see him tomorrow night when this comes out. Take a look. Try to get Adam Henrique back in your lineup. If he's playing, honestly, I kind of want him on my team. You know, I mean, I want him playing. I want him in my lineup if he is playing. Next up, some COVID list people. Ethan Bear, Andrea Thassanassiou, and pretty much all of the New York Islanders are making the way onto the COVID list. Dude, there's a ton of Islanders on the COVID list.
I was listening to Elliot Friedman and Merrick talk about it on Sportsnet today, actually, and they've appealed to have a week off. I don't think the NHL's got back to them yet, but they just said, like, look, they've lost as many players as Ottawa did. They're like, we're fucked over here. Give us a few games. But as of right now, last I checked, they have not got the okay yet, but I know they've appealed to have a week.
So as of right now, they have 7 players on the COVID list. That is Zdeno Chara, Kiefer Bellows, Andy Green, Adam Pellick, Ross Johnson, Anders Lee, and Josh Bailey. That is a big part of both, you know, pretty much the core of both their offense and their defense. And that doesn't even include the people that are hurt for actual, like, hockey reasons, like Brock Nelson. Ryan Pulak is still out. Noah Dobson is day-to-day with lower body injury. So is this going to be another one of those things? And what do you think, Raj? Is this going to be another Ottawa situation where we're going to have these postponements? Now, for the weekend, you know, we'll make it work. But, I mean, you got to start wondering, what about next week?
It's hard to say, because so far San Jose and Ottawa have both had 7 players out at a time with COVID, and one team got a week off and the other one didn't. So it'll be curious to see. I heard something about it had to do with some containment issues or something, but the Islanders have 4 games next week and a pretty damn good schedule if they did get to play.
Yeah, and they have a back-to-back on Saturday, Sunday next week too.
Yeah, and I mean, their opponents, like, you know, no offense, but Philly hasn't been super, super hot. San Jose, Detroit, and Chicago. So there's just not anyone left to take on the Islanders is the problem. But I could see them getting a week off. I honestly could.
It almost kind of sounds like they should, to be honest with you. That's just my opinion. Now, I'm saying that I don't really have a ton of New York Islanders, so it wouldn't really affect me. But it's also who they play, and that's what's hurting you too. Is just because you don't have any Islanders doesn't mean that you're not going to be affected. So it's something to keep an eye on. But in all honesty, I kind of think that they kind of do need that week off to at least bring some people back. Okay, moving on. Hometown guy Derek Brassard. He has played awesome this year in between Joel Farabee and Cam Atkinson. Cam Atkinson fitting in really well. That's, that second line has really gelled. Derek Brassard is out now. Now, they have called up Morgan Frost. He's going to slip right into that second line center role. Are you interested in Morgan Frost here at all? In his 1 game that he played, You know, he didn't have any points, didn't really shoot much. I think he only had one shot, but he did have three hits. Morgan Frost in play here at you, or, you know, in play here for you at all?
I don't know, man. Philly hasn't been scoring a lot. Like, in the last 10 games, they've hit three goals once. Man, between our teams, between Philly and Vancouver, I'm not super stoked.
What if I tell you that Morgan Frost also is getting second power play time? That doesn't sweeten the pot a little bit here? Jesus.
Not particularly, no. Yeah, like I said, Philly just kind of sucks right now. So in a deep league, I guess he's an option, and it could be one of those things that helps the team, you know, forces the team to mix it up a bit, and maybe they find some new chemistry. But as of the last few games, I mean, you watch Philly, you know what's been going on. They haven't been great. Other than their goalies, they haven't been looking super hot.
Deep league option, I'll take it. Second line, he'll have a chance of getting some, you know, getting some assists with Cam Atkinson out there. And that's why I'm really not surprised. I don't expect him to be shooting a lot in general. You know, Cam Atkinson and Joel Farabee are going to be out there doing the shooting, especially Cam Atkinson, because that's what he just fucking does. So, you know, he's definitely in play to get some assists here. I don't hate the idea. I agree that it is more a deep league option. I'm not going to totally, you know, snub my nose up at it. That's all I'm saying. Okay, James Neal got hurt from what I, you know, can assume is ass splinters from sitting on the bench for the Blues for, you know, 50 minutes a game. He sucks and is 0% owned. Y'all are obviously pretty smart.
Yeah, it's appropriate.
Justin Schultz literally just left the game, you know, actually while I say that. Because that was while I was writing this. He left the game with an upper body injury, and that was last night, and will not return. He isn't super highly owned. Damn, the dogs are like flipping out down there. 14%, but that is 14% more than James Neal. Duncan Keith was injured Tuesday night and then did not play on Wednesday. He is only owned in what I would imagine are also deep leagues, but he is out there blocking. Over 1.5 blocks a game and is, you know, always a chance for an assist on a high-powered offense like Edmonton. That pretty much rounds out the injuries here. Do you have anything else to throw in here?
No, there was a scare that on Boston, but it turned out not to be true. McAvoy went down, but apparently he's fine. So that had me worried for a couple of my teams. He's been playing really well, but he apparently was handing out pies and donating hats to charity all last few days, walking around just fine. So
that sounds like a nice thing to do. Moving on, Rog, let's kind of take a deeper dive into this weekend. Who, you know, the schedules that we really like, and some possible pickups here.
Like we were saying, there's a lot of games. Just about every team has two games. Nobody has three, and only a handful have the one game that you mentioned there. So there's a lot of options that you can look at. In terms of like the best schedules, take a look at, before even look at the best schedules, you want to make sure, like, take a look at your total games over the 3 days. That's what really ultimately matters. And just don't forget that there has to be someone riding the pine every night. There has to be some players on your bench. So it's fine. If you have a player who only plays one game, that can be fine. Don't go crazy dropping guys just because of something like that. But one schedule I really actually dig is Toronto. Toronto plays the Friday, Sunday. I think ideally you'll want to pick up Friday, Sunday players. They're calling Sunday an off night, but really Sunday has 7 games, but Saturday is 9 games. So there's really not much difference. So Saturday and Sunday are kind of both off nights. But Toronto, they have San Jose and Anaheim. You know, both teams have shown that they can score, but Toronto is just rolling right now in a big way. You know, although they're road games, but it's a California road trip, so it's not a big travel week. They got the day off in California. I really like that look. And there's definitely some people you can pick up. There's basically Kerfoot, Kampf, and Kasha all have 5 points in the last 7, which it can all be good pickups. Like, Toronto's just been on fire for about 10, 12 games in a row right now, and All those guys are getting points. Kasha gives you a little bit more in terms of shots on goal. He's been getting about 3 shots a game, which is nice.
David Kampf is actually day-to-day. Sorry.
Is he? Okay.
Sorry about
well,
that.
Then take him off the list. Out of the 3 guys, if one of them's down, I definitely trust Kerfoot a little bit more out of those 2 guys.
I like Kerfoot.
He's playing with Tavares and Nylander, who are just loving each other this year. Tavares is back on like a 40-plus goal pace, and I think Nylander is like staying on pace with Matthews in terms of like shots, and he's been great. The Bunting and the Richie are the shits. Neither of them have been working out.
I don't know about all that. Michael Bunting, you know, he has 3 points in his last 4 games. He has 7 hits in that same span. I don't think that's awful. I think he also has 7 shots. He has 7 shots in those 4 games. You know, it's not like he's shooting the fucking wheels off, but he's on a line with Austin Matthews. You know what I mean? He's always a chance to get an assist.
He's always a chance. He just never does. Like, he's got those 4 points in the last 6, but he's also got like 5 points in the last 15. So
the bottom could fall out at any time, but he is on a line with really good players, which always makes him a, you know, at least a look for me, especially me being an Austin Matthews fan and owner. So I'm always down to pick up guys that are going to be on his assists.
Well, you can take him. I tried him a few times this year. I mean,
well, then you know what? Maybe I will, Raj.
Richie has just not been getting any points. He does hit a lot, but
screw Nick.
He stinks, kind
of. You have Anaheim here next, and I actually also think that that's one of, you know, the better schedules in my mind as well.
Yeah, I really like Anaheim. They also have the Friday-Sunday combo, which is nice. They have Ottawa and Toronto without Batherson, probably. I think he's still out. Even if he's back, they've been all out with COVID, and
he's going to be rusty.
They're just not very good to begin with. So, yeah, I really like that schedule. Anaheim has been kind of picked apart because, you know, basically because of Troy Terry and Ryan Getzlaff just getting off to this just ridiculous start. Lots of people have been paying attention to Anaheim, so you're not going to get your Getzlaff. You're not going to get Troy Terry, of course. But a couple guys that are available, I like Zegras, actually, of late. He's been finding himself. 4 goals and 3 assists in the last 6 games, so 7 points. That's great. He's only 43% owned. He's getting about 15 minutes time on ice. And he gives you the center and left wing, so easier to slot into your schedule. I'd ride him while he's hot.
And I really like your next one here, too. This actually is who I did pick up.
Yeah, Rickard Rackle.
I did pick him up. He is playing well to start out, coming back from injury.
Yeah, he was out for a bit. He had kind of a bunk start, but he's joining a whole new team. Like, now that he's back, he's joining a super hot team. He's back for 2 games. He's got 2 points, 7 shots. 4 blocks in 2 games, oddly enough. I definitely like him. You know, if he returns anywhere near what he was a few years ago, he's kind of an odd player. I just about said odd duck. You know, he has those years where he's just a fantasy monster in all kinds of categories, and then last year is really disappointing. So maybe he's going to be like bouncing back, especially with all this super hot, young and super old talent all around him. So, yeah, I really like Rackel. He's the type of guy who could turn into a hold for a while if he continues the way he's back. Yeah,
agreed. The only other thing that I would want to say about these matchups is, so you have that Ottawa game, which is a Bucco fantastic game. Ottawa is actually giving up the most goals per game in the entire league, even more than, you know, the Seattle Kraken, who are brand spanking friggin' new. Yeah, they're giving up almost 4 goals a game at 3.82. If you have somebody on Anaheim, one of these, you know, top 6 guys in Anaheim, I'm playing them for that Ottawa game. Chances are you're going to get some points out of it. They're giving up a lot of them. Then you go to Toronto on Sunday. It's weird. Okay, so I'm a Toronto fan, and one thing that I haven't been used to is Toronto not giving up goals. It's just odd. It's like I'm in some sort of fucking Twilight Zone. They're actually third best in the league as far as, you know, not giving up goals. It's only the Calgary Flames and Carolina Hurricanes who give up less. So they're giving up just over 2 goals a game at 2.24. If I have to, I really want to start those Anaheim players for Friday against Ottawa. If you're really making a decision on something and it comes down to it, I might sit them against Toronto if I have a better player. Just because, I mean, you still got to look at those matchups. At the end of the day, it's not just, is this a good player? But sometimes the matchup isn't there. And, you know, likely they're going to be going up against Jack Campbell on Sunday. And that may not be a matchup that you want to see right away. Just keep it in the back of your mind is all I'm saying.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's weird to think like that. But Jack Campbell is basically top three or four in all stats as a goalie. He's fantastic.
If you get 2 goals on Jack Campbell, you did a really good job, and you better try to win that game and hope that your goalie did better, because likely you're not getting more than 2 goals against Jack Campbell, at least not this year.
Yeah, good for him, man. I'm glad he's working out, and I'm glad he's found his way to get the shot at number one. I thought it was kind of a bit of a fuck you when they didn't give him that shot, but man, he sure grabbed it and run with it. I don't think he's got much to worry about losing it. Another schedule that I like for the weekend is Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh. You ever been to Pittsburgh, Raj?
Have I ever been to Pittsburgh? No, why would I go to Pittsburgh? Why would I bother with that? The only reason I'd go is to see Crosby, but I'll wait till he comes my way. Now, I like Pittsburgh. They've got the Friday-Saturday, so you're going to want to have some teams that play the Friday-Saturday. You know, you can't have everybody playing on the same days. Pittsburgh just has the matchups. Like we were talking about the Islanders, they have Friday or just who knows what shape the team's going to be in. I don't think this will be getting canceled yet. They're going to get time off. I have a feeling it'll be next week.
But yeah, they're going to be playing a shell of the Islanders. They've got to win that game. And there's games where they've been putting up, you know, 5, 6, 7 goals. They just did.
Normally you don't want to play against the Islanders because of their super sound defense. But right now there's nobody left. And then on Saturday they got Montreal, and Montreal also is just a shell of their former self. So yeah, I like Pittsburgh's chances in both those games to score a lot of goals. I mean, Montreal's got no goalies. They got no defense. Nobody's playing well, really. And Pittsburgh does have a couple of good options again. Someone we mentioned the other day, still doing well, is Evan Rodriguez. Sounds kind of like a joke, but it's not. He's a center right wing. He's 13% owned, so he's probably available. And he's got 3 goals, 3 assists in his last few games. He's been pretty consistent over the season as just being a decent player. Jeff Carter still available, starting to play a little better. He had a really slow time after he came back from his injury, but he's been doing much better. Got a couple points in the last couple of games, and he'll basically single-handedly win you shots every week.
I like Jeff Carter. I almost dropped him.
He's been frustrating.
The fact that he just shoots so damn much saved him from being dropped off my team.
Yeah, he's been very frustrating because he had a 5 or 6 game just absolute pointless streak.
I have a zero-G question for you. See how froggy you're feeling. Are you picking up a Casey DeSmith?
Yeah, probably.
Even with them playing, you know, these two really good matchups. Because, let's be honest, okay, I've said Casey DeSmith is bad, but he's fucking bad. He's only played 3 games so far this year, has not won any of them.
I know.
And he has 1 roast beef sandwich already out of those 3 starts. He has an 856 this year. He fucking sucks. 0% quality start percentage. 0.
As a rule, I say no to Casey DeSmith.
He's a smart man.
Like, I'd rather almost like not win goalies rather than just be seen with him on my team. But out of those matchups, I really like Pittsburgh's chances in both games. And yes, If you're playing the goalie streams, that could be a good one. Either one of those games. That, and that's a nice thing when it's like, if it's a toss-up about which game he might get, I don't think it really matters. I think Pittsburgh's probably going to win both of those.
He has 14 goals against in three games. Now, I'm no mathematician.
It's not super good.
But that's not good.
If there was a time just to do and say you did, I think this might be the weekend to look at.
If there was a time you felt like losing everything that you've worked hard for throughout the week, pick up Casey DeSmith because he'll help you lose.
I'll see how it goes. And one other schedule I really like for the Friday-Saturday combo is St. Louis.
Rob Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, they've been scoring pretty consistently. Our boy Jordan Kyrou has been kind of leading the charge for them, but everybody's caught on to that. He's up to 77% owned, so you're probably not going to find him. But again, they still got some options. They got Rob Thomas has been super hot. I think he's got 9 points in his last 8 games, and he scored or got an assist in every game except the one night when TJ streamed him.
Yeah,
which was hilarious.
And he was streaming him against me too, which was all the sweeter.
And he got skunked and he dropped him, and now he's back to scoring. But he doesn't shoot much, but he is piling up assists at 5-on-5 and power play. He's getting power play time and he's getting a lot of assists. Mr. Rob Thomas, especially in points leagues, he's not much of a fan of the periffs. He doesn't like to bang around at all, but
yeah, if you're in a points league, he is definitely a lot more pick-upable.
He's getting the most playing time of any forward in St. Louis now, like by a whole minute. He's getting more than anybody. He's getting 2 minutes more than Tarasenko. He's getting 2 minutes more than Kyrou. He's getting a minute more than Buchnevich. They are leaning on him, and he's coming through nicely.
You know, if you don't pick him up, he'll have you feeling a little unwell.
Well played, sir. Brandon Saad is a name I feel gross saying, but he has been shooting a lot. He's getting goals. It seems a bit strange, but in the last bunch of games, he's been doing well.
This fucking St. Louis team has some depth, don't they?
They sure do.
That's the thing. They just keep on coming every line. Like, man.
A big change is that Braden Schenn's back, and he's a pretty prominent player. Right now, he's back with Kyrou and Saad, so all the better for those two guys. But yeah, their top nine is pretty sick. I mean, even their fourth line is good.
Their fourth line isn't horrible. Like, their fourth line center is Tyler Bozak.
Yeah, that's...
They got Oscar Sundqvist and Klim Kostin.
That's a bit of a team.
Every line, like I think they have the best roster, top to bottom in the league.
That's a real playoff roster right there too. I like their chances. Damn.
So do I. I mean, they are good looking roster.
They look even better with James Neal on the bench.
And you know what? It all comes down to, you know, Jordan Kyrou is really kind of coming into his own. Robert Thomas is really shining in like a third line role. Ivan Barbashev, even though he hasn't been, you know, really showing up on the stat sheet lately as far as points, is a good player, is somebody who I've picked up in the past and has done well. Now, while he's doing so cold now, I wouldn't want to be the guy that picks him up hoping he gets out of his streak, but he's a good player. Pavel Buchnevich is on that third line. Hell, that's not a third line. Pavel Buchnevich, Robert Thomas, and Vladimir Tarasenko. That's not a third line.
No, I mean, you got Tarasenko's a, you know, legit 40-goal guy. That's they look good, man. Like, they're both power plays. Even their PP2 is solid. Defensively, they're solid. If Binnington's playing, you know, between league average and better, then that is a really, really good team. I don't like saying that. It kind of feels gross, but they
no,
because
sure I'm not a huge St. Louis Blues fan by any means. But I mean, it's a good looking group.
It sure is.
So That brings me to another quick question here. So we kind of went on the zero-G question with Pittsburgh. What about the zero-G question for St. Louis? Much better team. You have Ville Husso, who's only 11% owned, and he is set to play on Sunday. Or no, I'm sorry. He is set to play on Saturday versus Columbus. And his opponent in net is supposed to be Jonas Korpisalo. Merzlikens did just have that really great shutout against Winnipeg, so it's not going to be him. It's going to be Korpisalo in net. But dude, Ville Husso has 2 wins and a loss in 3 games, a .952 save percentage, and a .135 goals against average. No roast beef starts, you know, come on.
Yeah.
What do you think about Ville Husso? Is this a guy that you might look for zero G? I like him in this play.
I do. And like everything on paper, I really do. And especially after just talking up St. Louis as much as we did, the one thing that does scare me a little bit is I don't know how or why Columbus scores 4 or 5 goals every game now. And I don't know what the fuck is going on there. They don't have line A, but I mean, if you look at their last 10 games, they've got scored 4, 5, 4, 5, 5, 7.
Ugh.
So
Boone Jenner, fucking Boone Jenner.
It's
goddamn
odd, but yeah, I still think Husso is a good choice.
I like Ville Husso in this look. I really do. He actually, if he gets a game, I'm interested in him. Because he still has that same awesome team that we just talked about in front of him. All that depth. They're scoring too. You know what I mean? Don't get it twisted. Now, is he possibly good for some roast beef? Maybe. He doesn't have any so far this year. But right now, there's nothing else saying that Ville Husso can't have another good game. And I think he is going to this weekend. Top of the pile right now for my zero G. Another zero G. Anybody from the Stars? Anybody from the Stars actually looks good,
yeah,
this weekend, and they're both available too. So they're playing Colorado at home on Friday, have the back to back, and then turn around and play at Arizona on Saturday. Anton Khudobin, 14% owned, has not really played his best this year. But if there is going to be a bounce back, it is going to be going against Arizona. And that's who he is scheduled to play, which makes him, you know, a very viable pickup. Dude, it seems like Dobby is about to receive it. He's going to receive a sock. All right. Dobby's about to be free.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I actually streamed him before they had announced goalies, but I was hoping that he was going to get the Arizona game because that's a big difference. It's a big difference between Colorado and Arizona for a goalie.
That's what I'm saying. Like 100%. I mean, that's like the icing on top of the cake.
Yeah, I risked it. I went with him. So I'm hoping he gets it. And it's, you know, I'm sure it's going to jinx it, but it's all but a sure win against Arizona for any reasonable team this year.
So I know he's going against Colorado, but what about Jake Ottinger? Jake Ottinger is 30% owned. Now, he has gotten, what, the last 3 starts in a row. In that span, has over a .950 and a .129 goals against average. A 1,000 quality start percentage. Looking really fucking good, Jake Ottinger. I believe he also had a shutout. Did he not? I think he had a shutout. Oh, no, he didn't. I'm sorry. I lied. But he's been playing very good.
Oh, yeah. No, he's been playing fantastic. Yeah, that's a risky one. Definitely. I mean, you can play as good as you want, but there's nights when Colorado could just decide to get 6 or 7. Nazem Kadri might just go out and get 6 or 7 points himself.
Fuck yeah.
That is ridiculous, man. He is just on another level. Yeah, I don't know if I would risk that. I'm just, Colorado scares the shit out of me always for goaltending, but Ottinger has been super hot.
I feel like this, though, might be the floor to pick up Jake Ottinger because I have a feeling that coming up here soon, he's not going to be 30% owned anymore.
Yeah, no, that's true. He has been playing as hot as any goalie in the league. So if you're thinking more long term, it's definitely a time to get him. I'd assume he's going to have a lot of saves one way or the other in that game, to say the least. So
the only thing is Dallas only has 2 games next week, and it's on Tuesday and Thursday, and then they have 3 games off, like, or 3 days off over the weekend. Not the best schedule.
Not the best, but he is good.
Okay, so there's one more I wanted to bring up, and that is on the other side of, you know, who we were talking about, and that is Colorado. Jonas Johansson, 1% owned. Be the first kid on your block to own, you know, a brand new Jonas Johansson. He hasn't played super well, but that's because he had Kemper, you know, leading the way. But he's still going to be playing, you know, with that same team in front of him. He's going to be playing against Nashville, even though Nashville actually has the second best power play in the league. That's one thing I am kind of worried about. Like you said, Colorado can go out there and score 6 or 7 goals.
Yeah, a good chance of a W with that team.
Do you like Johansson here, possibly against Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's crazy risky to take a Colorado goalie ever in any game. So Nashville's good, but Colorado's better. And get him while you can, because it's not too long till Francouz comes back. He's been full practice last couple practices with them. So get your Jonas Johansson fix while you can get it. It's always safe to take a Colorado goalie if you're looking for a win, that's for sure. They just have really defensively sound team because they just have the puck. Right? They're just a great team, so they have the puck a lot. What do you think about Buffalo? Hear me out. I don't usually think about Buffalo unless I'm forced to. But they do have a back-to-back against Montreal and then Detroit. So if Buffalo can beat somebody, it's probably Montreal. I don't know if I would want either of their goaltenders, but Aaron Dell's rocking an 862 lately.
Yeah.
Now probably going to just hang tight with Buffalo. I tried.
I hear what you're saying, but yeah, as far as the zero G goes, no, I don't want any part of Tokarski or Aaron Dell.
No.
And really, nobody that you would pick up from that team. Really, Victor Olofsson is the only person I even think is, you know, rosterable on my team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody else on that team would be the bottom of my roster. And I would be streaming them in and out.
Pretty brutal. Their schedule looks nice on paper, but then you have to remember it's Buffalo.
Sorry, Buffalo. You suck. I think that's curtains.
I think that wraps it up for me.
Do you have anything else to add? I mean, I think we pretty much well covered things. Miss you, TJ. Wish you could have been here. You can find us all over the place. Pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts, you can find us. But you can also find us on Twitter at FHF Hockey. Join our Discord. I say it because it's actually really a good time. And I know a lot of other people enjoy it. It's not just me. Like, it truly is a community. So I will push that Discord every chance I get because it is truly just it's a different place. It's a different place. So join us there. We'll have a week preview coming up here over the weekend, and we'll look at what's going on next week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Love you.